Assessment 1, page 27, Part B Situation. You are Leslie Poon. You work in the marketing department of a fitness centre called Sha Tin Fitness. Your boss, Arnold Ma, has asked you to complete two tasks. You will listen to a recording of a radio show about running a business. Before the recording is played, you will have 4 minutes to study tasks 4 and 5 and the Assessment 1 data file. As you listen, you can make notes on page 14 of the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 14 of the Assessment 1 data file.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Marjorie Leung, the host of Business Time, the show that focuses on ways to run a business smoothly. Today's guest is Manuel Batista, a marketing consultant who runs his own firm here in Hong Kong. So, if you have any marketing questions, listeners, feel free to send them in via a text message and we'll get them answered. Welcome to the show, Manuel.
Thanks, Marjorie.
So, today I thought we could talk about simple ways that companies can improve the way they use their advertising.
Okay, sure. That's a good topic. What kind of advertising are you talking about?
Well, how about flyers? They're a good, cheap way to get information out to a large number of people.
Flyers can be effective, but you have to distribute them properly. You can't just leave them on a counter and hope that people will take them. You need to get those flyers out to as many people as you can.
So, what's your advice?
Well, one thing I recommend is that businesses pass out flyers on the streets. We've all seen people on the streets handing out flyers to passers-by.
Yes, I see people passing out flyers on the street almost every day.
Exactly. If you pass out flyers on the streets, you'll reach a lot of different people. They won't all be interested, but you're getting your business name out there. Every little bit helps.
Sure.
Something else you can do is to ask your customers to pass on flyers. It's like word of mouth. If your customers are happy with your service, they'll be happy to pass on flyers to people they know.
Yes, that's two great ways to distribute flyers. Pass them out on the streets and ask your customers to pass them on. Now, flyers are one of the cheapest ways of promoting your business. Let's talk about another far more expensive way, and that's billboards. Billboards are expensive, so you want to make sure they're as effective as possible. What's the best way to use billboards?
Well, with billboards, the key is to put them in places where lots of people will see them. Here in Hong Kong, for example, I'd suggest billboards in MTR stations.
In MTR stations?
Yep. Millions of people use the MTR every day in Hong Kong. If you want your billboards to be seen, put them inside MTR stations.
That's good advice. Oh, it looks like we have a couple of questions from our listeners. The first question is from Jake from Chim Sa Choi. He's thinking of getting T-shirts printed to promote his business. He wants to know what you would choose for promotional items.
Well, T-shirts are okay, but you have to get all different sizes. You might be ordering 6 different sizes of T-shirt, and you could end up with a lot of T-shirts that nobody wants.
Okay. So, is there any type of clothing that you would recommend?
Well, perhaps baseball caps with a logo on them.
Baseball caps with a logo. Okay.
Yeah. I think a baseball cap with a logo on it is a pretty good promotional item. However, you still don't know if they'll be popular. So, I'd suggest ordering a small number at first. Say, 12 baseball caps, and if those 12 sell well, you can place a bigger order next time.
Yes, I think it makes sense for a business to order just 12 baseball caps to begin with. The next question I have here is from Katie from Quarry Bay. She wants to know...
That is the end of the listening component of Part B.